The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The trial of Soldier F, charged with murder and attempted murder on Bloody Sunday, began yesterday in Belfast. Soldier F, a member of the British Army's Parachute Regiment, cannot be named by order of the court, is charged with the murders of James Ray and William McKinney, along with five counts of attempted murder. Freelance journalist Amanda Ferguson joins us now to bring us up to speed with what happened yesterday. The trial, by the way, will resume tomorrow. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we all have seen the pictures, whether on archive or whether we were there remembering it from the time, of what happened on Bloody Sunday. This is a very particular incident that happened in Bloody Sunday where the facts point directly at Soldier F and his colleagues.
Okay, well, you know, everyone's very familiar with the story of Bloody Sunday. I was actually reflecting yesterday about the fact that all of this happened before I was born. The opening of the trial yesterday is, as you say, for Soldier F, who's accused of murdering James Ray and William McKinney, as well as five counts of attempted murder in 1972. Now, he denies all of those, and as you said, he will be behind a curtain, and anonymity has been granted in this case, and that has been the way of things since the 70s and since that took place. And there was, I don't know, there was a sadness yesterday about the proceedings, all of it. And, you know, the family spoke ahead of the trial starting, just about their long road to justice, and that this was a sort of smidgen of accountability in the wider context. But you're right when you're saying that the trial is going to have a very sort of narrow focus. It focuses just on the courtyard area of Glenfada Park in Derry's Bogside, and a small group of soldiers, how they operated within that area, as well as the supporters of the families and various victims groups. There was also a small number of former British Army veterans who were there to support the defendant. So as you say, there's a pause in proceedings today. It's going to resume tomorrow. We're going to hear military evidence. We're going to hear some civilian evidence. But for yesterday, it was just really the prosecution outlining the case, saying that the deaths were and the violence was unjustified, unnecessary, gratuitous, and that it was done with an intent to kill. And then in the afternoon, we heard a statement read out from the now late deceased civil rights leader Ivan Cooper, where he talked in his statement about his feelings of responsibility for bringing the people of Derry onto the streets for a march that day.
Now, the prosecuting counsel, this is Louis Malby, King's Counsel, he actually outlined the narrative of the day where the soldiers came upon a group of civilians, unarmed, cowering for their own protection, and the prosecution maintains, opened fire gratuitously.
Yes, he said that they had acted unprofessionally, had lost control, had disgraced the British Army, and that was the sort of tenor of the contribution from him. We know that there is a long way to go in this story. You know, a lot of the detail has already been in the public domain over the years, but we'll hear a further sort of exploration of that. And, you know, even in Ivan Cooper's statement that was read out to the court, he talked about the sort of heavy firing, the bullets that were spitting around, and he said that the army was clearly not interested in talking to anyone. So that the families and the supporters who walked to the courts yesterday afternoon, there was a sort of sadness about the whole thing. You know, to be honest with you, Tony Doherty from the Bloody Sunday Trust was talking about it being a day of tribute to the strength of the families whose campaign for justice has made this happen. And I know from my work, you know, particularly whenever I'm having to do broadcasting in Britain, sometimes people don't really understand why families would continue on, you know, 50 years plus after an event took place. But I always just remind people or say to them, well, think about it in terms of your own family. If someone, you know, is accused of shooting your family, or someone, you know, from your family was shot dead, at what point would you give up in your pursuit of justice?
Now, the soldiers on the day, they gave false accounts, it is said, by the prosecution of what happened. They claimed that the victims had been armed, and it was an attempt to justify and confuse, but Mr. Malby said it was demonstrably false, and that'll be part of the prosecution case. to prove that there was no weapon in the hands of any of these civilians.
Yeah, I think that what the prosecution is saying, that while some of the sort of statements wouldn't be admissible for prosecution of some of the individual soldiers, and the fact that there is what were described as lies contained within some of the testimony, that the information that's available would be possible to prove the guilt of the defendant, to prove the guilt of a third party. So we know that over the years there have been various sort of false starts. 18 different soldiers have been recommended for prosecution, and Soldier F is the only one that's going to be before the courts because evidence was ruled as inadmissible in the past. So we know that the admissibility issues are going to be looked over tomorrow. That's going to be the start of sort of exploring those questions and maybe perhaps some different legal arguments. So media may not be able to hear all of that, or maybe ask or remove for the court for some of it. But it was an interesting situation that unfolded yesterday in terms of the dock in court at Laggenside is glass all the way around to the public galleries behind it, but half of the dock was curtained off with like black curtains that actually looked sort of like industrial shower curtains. And then it was obvious that the Soldier F was sitting in the middle of that, but he wasn't able to see anything, and obviously nobody's able to see him because of anonymity. But then discussions were raised about, you know, how would that work whenever it's going to be witnesses and that he would need to see them and so on. So it's an unusual setup that's happening within the courts. Like usually a curtain would just be pulled across whenever someone in the witness box, for example, has to retain their anonymity. But there were various sort of utterances about the need for anonymity in this particular case, and the threat that may still exist to Soldier F or not. And there's various debate about that. But, you know, I have a feeling that either proceedings could fall apart quite quickly or they're going to go the full course. And it's not really clear at this point which one outcome it's going to be.
And of course, given it's 53 years ago, Soldier F is inevitably in his 70s, whether it's early 70s or mid 70s. And should Soldier F be found guilty, what penalty he is likely to have to pay, or whether or not the guilty verdict in itself would be the vindication the families require?
That is the other thing that isn't quite clear yet. It's not been made clear whether the sentence will be covered by the 2-year rule, or whether that would be relevant or not. You know, what the outcome would be. And as you mentioned and referenced the age of the defendant as well, it was noted that because of the defendant's health, the various breaks had to take place in the morning and the afternoon during proceedings yesterday. But it's, you know, I spoke to a variety of people yesterday, and some people were of the view that the maximum sentence that any guilty defendant may have to face is 2 years, or it could be a suspended sentence and all the rest. But other people were saying that it's not clear if, because of the date of Bloody Sunday, whether or not that's covered. So it's one of those things where you don't want to say what's happening until it actually happens, so we can update listeners another time about that particular issue.
Amanda Ferguson, thank you very much for joining us with that report.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.